Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, April 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
former ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski joins Players Health's NIL Advisory Board, begins brand ambassadorship. Former ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski, also known as WA, has joined Players Health's NIL Advisory Board and is now a brand ambassador for the company. Wojnarowski, who recently retired from ESPN, brings his years of experience breaking NBA news and guiding coverage to his new roles. As the general manager for St. Bonaventure Men's Basketball, he will oversee name, image, and likeness opportunities, transfer portal management, and alumni relations. Wojnarowski expressed his excitement about the opportunity to impact the next generation of athletes through Players Health, especially in the evolving landscape of NIL opportunities. He will be working alongside other industry leaders on the NIL Board of Advisors to drive strategic initiatives and advance the mission of Players Health. The announcement comes after Players Health closed a $60 million funding round to expand their athlete safety and insurance solutions across various sports levels. To learn more, visit playershealth.com.
GeoVax receives USPTO Notice of Allowance for Marburg Hemorrhagic Fever Vaccine Patent. GeoVax Labs, Inc. here announced that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has issued a Notice of Allowance for their Marburg Hemorrhagic Fever Vaccine Patent. The patent covers prevention of Marburg virus infection using GeoVax's proprietary MVA-based Marburg vaccine. Data from non-human primate studies showed 80% survival with their vaccine candidate, GEO-MM01. The vaccine induced neutralizing antibodies and functional T cells for optimal protection. GeoVax is exploring different dose levels and routes of vaccine delivery. The company's focus on developing vaccines against lethal hemorrhagic fever viruses aims to address highly fatal endemic threats worldwide. Marburg virus has a mortality rate of up to 90% and poses significant public health and biodefense threats. GeoVax's MVA platform utilizes modified Vaccinia Ankara to produce virus-like particles that stimulate both humoral and cellular immune responses.
Quantum Critical Metals reports 150 meters of 38 Dpt gallium, 694 Gpt rubidium, 72 Tit niobium, 8 Gpt cesium, and 9 Gpt tantalum from diamond drilling at Discovery Project, Quebec. Quantum Critical Metals Corp reports significant drill core assays at its 100% owned Discovery Project in Quebec. The company discovered elevated levels of gallium, rubidium, niobium, cesium, and tantalum, with notable intersections including 38 grams per ton of gallium, 694 grams per ton of rubidium, and 72 grams per ton of niobium over 150 meters. The project, initially explored for gold, has now unveiled a second gallium-rubidium-cesium discovery. The zones with these critical metals were found in pegmatite dikes and metasediments. Additionally, indicators of a potential VMS system were identified. Quantum Critical Metals plans to conduct further reviews and provide detailed updates on this significant discovery. Astons unveils comprehensive guide to residency and citizenship options in Turkey. Astons, a leading global immigration and investment advisory firm, is highlighting the various residency opportunities available in Turkey. With options like the Turkey Residence Permit System and the Turkey Golden Visa Program, clients have flexible pathways to temporary residency or full citizenship. The Golden Visa Program offers a fast-track citizenship through strategic investments. Astons provides expert regional guidance for clients interested in cosmopolitan cities like Istanbul or coastal resorts like Antalya. With a focus on high-net-worth individuals, Astons delivers tailored solutions for global mobility and lifestyle diversification.
iCorp Connect and Florida Merchant Services partner to enhance dental practice efficiency. iCor Connect Inc. has partnered with Florida Merchant Services to offer dental practices a seamless integration of cutting-edge payment processing and innovative cloud-based solutions. This collaboration will provide dental offices with tools like iCor Pay, iCor Verify, iCor Claims, and more to streamline operations and enhance financial performance. By integrating these solutions, clients can expect improved efficiency, optimized insurance verification, and enhanced accounts receivable, ultimately reducing costs and maximizing staff productivity. This partnership aims to empower dental practices to focus on patient care and long-term growth, with the support, pricing, and cash flow solutions needed to thrive in the industry.
Investing in oncology, four companies driving cancer treatment innovation. The oncology sector in the U.S. is experiencing a surge of innovation, with the cancer therapeutics market expected to exceed $500 billion by 2034. Investors are drawn to this field, where new therapies offer hope in cancer treatment. OS Therapies, a clinical-stage biotech company, is making strides in osteosarcoma treatment with their immunotherapy drug, OST-HER2, showing promising results in boosting survival rates. The company is aiming for FDA approval by late 2025, with potential for a priority review voucher. OS Therapies is also exploring canine-human comparative oncology to better understand treatment responses. Candel Therapeutics, Inc. is focusing on off-the-shelf immunotherapies for cancer treatment, with positive results in pancreatic cancer and prostate cancer trials. YMABS Therapeutics, Inc. is making progress in pediatric cancer treatment, particularly high-risk neuroblastoma, with their FDA-approved treatment, Danyelza. Day One Biopharmaceuticals, Inc. is advancing pediatric cancer treatment with Ojemda, a targeted therapy for pediatric low-grade glioma, showing strong sales and promising clinical data. These companies are driving innovation in cancer treatment and offer unique investment opportunities in the oncology sector. 2025 User Experience Report reveals need for OEMs to optimize in-car payment services to access untapped revenue. The 2025 User Experience Report by Drive Research reveals that U.S. and German drivers are highly interested in in-car payment services, with 100% of U.S. drivers and 93% of German motorists willing to pay for it. The report shows that drivers value easy-to-use in-car payment systems for driving-related services, with 97% considering using in-car payments for all vehicle transactions. Drivers also demand notifications for nearby in-car payments and prefer integrated solutions over reliance on mobile devices. The report highlights the need for OEMs to optimize in-car payment services to access untapped revenue, as drivers are willing to pay more upfront for vehicles with this functionality. Offering streamlined and user-friendly in-car payment systems can significantly impact drivers' opinions of car brands and increase the likelihood of future purchases.
Silver Crown Royalties purchases 1,000 ounces of physical silver. Silver Crown Royalties, Inc. has purchased 1,000 ounces of physical silver in the spot market at an average price of $30.65 per ounce, reflecting an 8% discount to 20-day VWAP and an 11% discount to recent highs. The total investment was $30,650, including a spot price of $30.50 per ounce, plus a premium of $0.50 per ounce. The physical silver will be stored with Money Metals Depository LLC. Peter Buers, CEO of Silver Crown, stated that the purchase aims to provide a hedge against currency devaluation, aligning with SCRI's vision. The cash payment for the purchase was received from PPX, converting it to physical silver bullion delivery.
Huma Biologics introduces research-grade human collagen to support scientists amid funding challenges. Huma Biologics, Inc., a leader in human-derived biomaterials for regenerative medicine, has introduced research-grade human collagen to help scientists facing funding challenges. With federal budget cuts threatening scientific progress, this new offering provides high-quality biomaterials without straining limited research budgets. Unveiled at the Society for Biomaterials meeting in Chicago, this product offers superior clinical relevance for regenerative medicine, drug testing, and tissue models. ethically sourced through FDA-registered tissue banks, the human collagen comes from tissues not suitable for transplant. This innovation eliminates cost barriers, allowing researchers to create more clinically relevant models. Huma Biologics' collaboration with the Piedmont Triad Regenerative Medicine Engine aims to advance human collagen biomanufacturing, ensuring that research continues to progress despite funding challenges.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.